They, the humanists, believe man is the problem solver. Sixthly, Christians from the Bible believe freedom is God-given. They believe freedom is man-made. Seventhly, Christians believe man is a product of God's creation. The humanists believe man is a product of evolution. Eighth, man, the Christian belief is from the Bible, man exists for the glory of God. The humanists believe man exists for himself. Ninthly, the Bible teaches that we're supernaturalistic. They believe we're naturalistic. Tenthly, morality from the Bible is based on God's law to a Christian. To the humanist, morality is based on man's logic. 11th, to a Christian, salvation is by divine sacrifice from the Word of God. To the humanist, salvation is by human science. Science is a god of the humanist. All right, 12thly, the Bible teaches and the Christian believes God is good and man is bad. The humanist says man is good and God is bad. Lord, have mercy sakes in this world. We've got to recognize, folks, that we're under assault, and we as Christians must do something about this deadly assault upon us, or we're going to pay for it by losing our freedom, and we're going to be enslaved by these bureaucrats that have taken over the reins of our government. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Are we going to let them destroy the very foundation upon which our society is founded upon which we have dedicated our moral position to believe that if we don't get right and serve God, we're going to hell, but if we serve God, we're going to heaven? No, we can't forfeit our beliefs in God, in the Bible, and the hereafter, and our religious and our personal freedom is absolutely under attack all over this nation, and we must resist it and fight back, but how? All right? The Bible says in Psalm 12 and 1, "Help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, and the faithful fail from among the children of men." And verse 8 in that chapter says, "The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted." In America, we exalt the very vilest, the basest, the lowest in morals of men to run the government. They're in our schools. My God, they're in the political system. Now they're in the pulpits of America. Well, it makes a difference what we do about it, and we as Christians must do something about it. It's a tragic fact of American history. In our free elections, which so many men and women have died to keep in existence, only about one half of all Americans of voting age bother to vote. Pollsters estimate that there are at least 60 million people in America who profess to be born again. If half of them would vote, and that's 30 million votes, by God, we could turn the election the way it should go. If all Christians voted, this moral majority, would really vote, we could elect a president no matter how the liberal humanist news media would fight against it. We could also elect congressmen who would enact godly legislation and repeal humanistic laws such as abortion on demand if we would get out here and vote as well as pray. Does one vote count, ladies and gentlemen? And all right, listen to this. In 1654, one vote gave Oliver Cromwell control of England. In 1649, one vote caused Charles I of England to be executed. In 1776, one vote gave America the English language instead of the German language. In 1839, one vote elected Marcus Morton governor of the state of Massachusetts. In 1845, one vote brought Texas into the Union. In 1868, one vote saved President Andrew Johnson from being impeached. In 1875, one vote changed France from a monarchy to a republic. In 1876, one vote gave Rutherford B. Hayes the presidency of these United States. In 1933, one vote gave Adolf Hitler leadership of the Nazi Party in Germany and changed world's history. In 1941, one vote preserved the selective service system, that is the draft, just 12 weeks before the Japanese attacked on Pearl Harbor. In 1960, Richard Nixon lost the presidential election to John Kennedy, who won it by less than one vote per precinct in these United States. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, no matter how humble your calling or your status in life, your one vote counts as much as a millionaire or our own president, and we as Christians must pray, but we must vote and stand up against this conspiracy and infiltration of these humanists that are destroying this nation. My God, have mercy. I see my time's gone. Let us pray. Father, I pray that you'll awaken and alert Christians, professing Christians, real Christians, and conservatives and patriotic people, citizens of this nation, God, to this encroachment of these humanists to destroy our liberty and the foundations of our religious and our personal freedoms. God, grant us grace in your sight and help us to lift up a standard against the devil. I pray that you'll help us to rally your people to a consciousness of this peril, and we'll stand against it with all of our heart and soul. We pray in Jesus' name and amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Brother Ray Pringle. My mailing address is Word of Prophecy Fellowship, Post Office Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida 32207. We have all these messages that we preach, including humanism, in the printed page, and we pray that you'll write for them through the, and you can get other copies and share them with people that you want to stir their hearts. I pray that you'll stand with us this week with a good offering as you write to us. We need your faithful support to keep our voice strong. Remember to write me this week to Word of Prophecy Fellowship, Post Office Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida 32207. Till the next broadcast, may God grip your hearts in this message with its power and persuasion is our prayer for every one of you.